Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In case you haven't noticed, the drumbeat for judicial reform at both the state and federal level continues to grow louder and louder, and for good reason. Many judges continue to act as a final political backstop, awarding by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus, and in the process, enacting liberal policies that run contrary to the wishes of the vast majority of voters. And today, we have yet another case in point. Last week, we talked about Governor Gianforte signing House Bill 121, a bill requiring people to use private spaces such as public restrooms, showers, and locker rooms that correspond to their biological sex. It's rational and logical, it protects women and girls, and it easily passed both houses of the Montana legislature. The bill was immediately challenged in court by transgender advocates, and not surprisingly, fell at the feet of Judge Shane Vanetta of Missoula, the same judge that last year enjoined a law that defined the terms biological male and biological female. Of all the judges in Montana, why do these types of cases continue to land on the desk of this particular judge, and is he fair and impartial? A quick Google search would suggest that he's not. In fact, one can easily go so far as to say that he was originally placed on the bench to act as the judicial fail-safe whenever the left wanted to challenge conservative legislation dealing with these types of issues. Strong words, yes, but it's hard to ignore the evidence. Judges are supposed to avoid even the appearance of bias, but this judge goes around collecting these types of cases like a judicial Pac-Man. The question is, why? Judge Vanetta was first appointed to the bench on June 4, 2019 by then-Governor Steve Bullock, an appointment that still features prominently on the website of LGBTjudges.org. This is the website for the International Association of LGBT Judges, an organization founded in 1993 by 25 gay and lesbian judges and judicial officers. According to their website, the objectives of the association are to, quote, increase the visibility of lesbian and gay judicial officers and to provide an opportunity for judicial officers to meet and exchange views and to promote education among its members and among the general public on legal and judicial issues related to the gay and lesbian community, end quote. But is the sexual orientation of our judges relevant to their role as judicial officers? The International Association of LGBT Judges seems to think so. Judge Vanetta's appointment is listed prominently on the site because he is Montana's first openly gay judge. Even the American Bar Association, an organization that's supposed to be politically neutral, says on its website, most importantly, Judge Vanetta is the first openly gay judge to serve in the state. The Bar Association then goes on to thank Judge Vanetta for his service on their Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Working Group, dedicated to, quote, diversity, inclusion, and full and equal participation by lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons in the association, legal profession, and society, end quote. The issue is not what Judge Vanetta does in his private life. The issue is whether or not he has a political agenda and whether or not he's capable of ruling fairly and impartially. He's supposed to avoid even the appearance of judicial bias, and in this case, he falls far short of that standard. Yesterday, Judge Vanetta predictably blocked implementation of House Bill 121, saying the bill was motivated by animus and supported by no evidence. This is exactly why we need judicial reform, and specifically for judicial candidates to declare a party affiliation. It would bring transparency to the process and stop activist judges from hiding behind the smokescreen of supposed judicial impartiality. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.